I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
My trip with Barbara to the Hook of Holland paid dividends. I think, too, my little hint to Inspector Ford of Scotland Yard didn't do him any harm. But at this juncture, I was faced with an aspect of affairs of a startling nature, one that was liable to create a great deal of trouble for me. You see, I do not kill, neither do I commit mayhem on innocent and unoffending bodies. True, I do use commando tactics now and then, but only on those who really deserve them. Barbara entered my flat one evening, somewhat distressed.
What have you been up to, Roly?
Well, what? You tell me.
Listen to this from tonight's news. For the fourth time in a month, householders have been terrorized by the now infamous Grey Goose.
Infamous, eh?
Each of his last four depredations have been signalized by the fearful bashings of those who, in attempting to guard their property, encountered this unscrupulous and savage thief. Lyndon Hall in Buckinghamshire was the scene of last night's escapade. The caretaker disturbed the thief and was so savagely attacked that he's now in hospital suffering from acute concussion and severe head wounds. Here, as in each other case, this callous thug has impudently left his signature in the form of a grey goose feather.
Very, very clumsy.
You couldn't have been in Buckinghamshire last night.
Oh, yes, I could, even after you and I had left the theatre. As a matter of fact, I was not. Still, it's not very nice to have my feathers brought into disrepute by some idiot endeavouring to lay a false trail.
Why do you still allow your conceit about this feather business to rule you?
I don't know. Perhaps I should have used a peacock feather. However, it's goose feathers, and my girl, I've got to get them clean. I will not be saddled with the bestial crimes of these thugs.
What can you do about it?
I don't know yet. Read me the next bit from that paper.
Hitherto, a modicum of romance has been weaved around the Grey Goose. He's never used violence in his raids. He has certainly robbed, but we have always learned later that someone in need or a recognized charity benefited. If this Robin Hood has now become an out-and-out assassin, the police had better take more drastic action. Romance or no romance, the Grey Goose is a menace in our midst and must be removed.
Caustic, I think. What's the name of that paper?
The Clarion.
Right, I'm going to ring him up. It's all right. I know the number.
Clarion, desk.
Clarion, good. Sub-editor?
Sub speaking.
Who wrote that letter, that leader, rather, about the Grey Goose?
I wrote it myself, if you must know.
Did you? Well, I can't congratulate you on your phrasing, syntax, or composition.
Oh? What's the matter with it?
I'll tell you. You see, I'm the Grey Goose, and I want to inform you that I am not a basher. I was not at Lyndon Hall, nor the Carrick Hotel, nor the other places where people have been bludgeoned. I do not bludgeon, kill, commit mayhem, or what have you. Now, publish that.
Look here, I say...
Publish it, or by heck, I'll come round and drag you to the nearest, horse pond.
My friend... That'll be a long way. There are few horse ponds in London these days.
All right, then make it the fountains in Trafalgar Square. At any rate, do as I say, or else, Mr. Sub-Editor.
You really are riled, aren't you?
Riled? God bless me, I'm raging. Don't you see, child, here's another using my feathers to lead the police in my direction. And worse than that, to indicate that the Grey Goose is no more than a basher, a sort of Bill Sykes.
Well, stop the grey feather business altogether.
Not on your life. No. I'm going to find this bloke by hook or by crook and take it out of him so hard he'll never look a feather in the face again.
But you've not the slightest hope of tracing him. Scotland Yard don't seem able to.
Ha ha, ha ha. I have little avenues denied to Scotland Yard. This is an occasion when I once more pay a visit to my old friend, Charlie Austin.
The man who provided you with the skeleton keys and calls you Mr. Hex?
That's right. Charlie is just within the law now. Once he was a great little cracksman. Later he tested some of my firm's safe. Now he deals in, well, what have you. Through him, I'll find my Basher friend.
How can I help?
This time you can't, or not for the moment. Anyhow, you stay in your flat like a good girl, and maybe when I get back, I'll bring you a present. One Basher tied up in a sack.
What'll I do with him?
That I'll tell you later. But you will, I think, enjoy doing it. Now, Hobbit, my dear, the hour is late. I'm for Arcot Street in the Paddington Market. So long.
Who's there? Blimey, this ain't time, no time to go call it here. Who is it?
Just Mr. X, Charlie.
Well, Lord love a duck. Shan't be a minute, sir. Hold on while I have a deco. Yes, it's all right. Yeah, just let the door these here bolts. Here, come in.
Thanks, Charlie. I'm sorry to disturb you, Charlie, but it's a bit urgent.
That's okay. Anything I can do for you any time, and just got to ask me, you know. Never forgot how you looked after my old girl when I was doing my stretch.
How is she these days?
Oh, fairly well. She ain't forgotten either, you know. We often talk about you.
Not too loud, I hope.
Well, now, what brings you here? And all dressed up like a blooming tough egg.
I want to find a tea leaf, Charlie, who always uses a cosh or knuckle dusters. One of those idiots who can't resist bashing people when disturbed at a till or a safe.
Oh, good many of them around, you know. The police call it robbery with violence. Get up long stretches, too.
Isn't there some place you know of where a few of these blokes hang out?
Why, yes, but they ain't very public, you know. Got to be in the know to even shove your nose in.
Can you get in?
Oh, of course I can. Lots of my clients in some of the places. But what do you want with a Basher?
Do you mind if I don't say just yet?
Oh, okay with me. When do you want to start visiting?
Now, Charlie.
Okay, you'll give the orders. Come on, then. We'll go down to Latimer Street first. Sort of headquarters. But be careful, Locke. They don't like strangers there, see? So you'd better lay low and say nothing.
I'll be as silent as the grave, Charlie. Lead on, Mac Austin.
Better order something.
I suppose I couldn't order some fresh air, could I?
Two beers and lively, James.
Two beers.
Oh, James, this is a pal of mine, see?
Pleased to meet you.
How do you do?
Name?
No name tonight, pal. In smoke, get me.
I'll get you. Two beers.
This here place houses the toughest lot you ever did see. 5 out of 6 have been in stir. 4 out of 5 for violence, 3 out of 4 in smoke and badly wanted, see? Now, there's the bunch. Which one of them do you like to have as a Basher?
Good Lord, I don't want to employ a Basher. Actually, I'm looking for a Basher to bash, as it were.
Oh, I get it. You're after someone.
In a way, yes. But I don't know which of these would be my one.
Well, there's Archie Bland over there, see? A real thug. There's Morgan, Welsh cosh expert. Billy Andrews, 3 terms for knocking coppers off.
Look, this is useless, Charlie. I'm looking for someone who did a piece of bashing I know about. Which one of them it might be, I don't know. But that's the man I want, and I want him badly.
You going to roughhouse him?
Well, not exactly. But some friends of mine would like to make his acquaintance.
Well, how are you going to go about it? There's a dozen here.
I have a scheme, but it's going to be very dangerous. Say, could I shout some of these ladies a drink?
Or maybe you could. Here, I'll ask James.
Yes, do.
James, my friend would like to make his alley good. Any dice?
I lost them, boys.
Be careful, chum. Don't bump your head nor mine.
3 or 4 coming over. Accept, see?
Good.
Archie Bland.
I don't know.
Bill Andrews. Evan Morgan. Bob Laws.
Hey, nice of you, coves. James, fill him up.
Fact is, fellas, Jackie here is not used to London ways, see? He's from the West. No pals, no nothing. You all know me. I can vouch for him. So that's all, see?
The drinks.
Take it out, Vet James. And no change.
No change.
My pal Jackie's on the lam. That right, pal?
That's it. Matter of bit of a show here and there, and I reckon I'm not big enough to hold it down alone.
Not big enough? Well, of course you are on the small side at that.
That's the trouble. You see, Charlie, I got connections, and they've done me good and proper.
How?
Well, I was worded on that Carrick Hotel lay, and I made it. But I had to bash me way out. Nearly did the night porter in, the swine.
You was the goat?
Yes.
Crikey, that was a snug outfit. Did you leave that there feather they're all talking about?
That's so. I done it several times. And I reckon these flat feet down at Scotland Yard are scratching their heads and going mad in poultry farms.
Then, and you pulled that linen old job.
Easy one, that. Only an old caretaker. Reckon after the way I did him over, he'll take more care in future.
You're opening your trap a bit, ain't you?
Yeah, you want to go easy on the confessions, Cully.
Well, I thought I was among friends.
So you are, but there's knocks and stoolies always around. So mum's the word most times, see?
Yes, of course. Well, I shut the trap. But I came down here looking for a pal.
Oh?
Dunno who. As Charlie said, I'm not a big sort of cove. And I thought if I could get some more good boys lined up, I could sort of pick a big bloke to have as a partner. That's all.
Well, some of us might be interested. Spill it.
I can't yet. Ain't got all the particulars yet. But I'll tell you what. I'll be back tomorrow night at 11. If one of you blokes feels like it, I can put you on to a good thing.
Sure you're coming back?
Course I'm sure. What did I come here for else?
Right.
Well, I reckon, Charlie, we'll be on our way.
Yeah, right.
Oh, one thing, chaps. Charlie Austin's counted in.
Yeah.
Right. Water. Thanks, Jack. I'll see you boys tomorrow. 11 o'clock.
That's right, 11 o'clock.
Come on. This neighborhood ain't too wealthy just now.
I confess, Charlie, I'm almost on the point of running.
What the blazes have you got us into now, eh? Oh, blimey, you did open your trap. If there was a stoolie there, you're for the cement floor and the iron bars.
Charlie, not one of those blokes was the basher I want.
How do you know?
I mentioned the Carrick Hotel and Linden Hall, and not one of them batted an eyelid.
Clever, I must say.
I'd have noticed some look or gesture if any of those boys had been concerned.
You were playing with fire, Mr. X. Now, come on. We'll put a bit of the world between Latimer Street and my hangout. Hey, what's this? Look out! Mind that, Kosh! Oh!
And now what has overtaken our adventurer? Listen to the next thrilling chapter in the adventures of Roland Fletcher, alias the Grey Goose.